Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker because summer is here and the time is right. And we are doing it. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, I thought you were going to say for dancing in the street.
You know, grilling in the yard.
I heard a little David Lee Roth coming on there.
Yeah.
Or Aretha. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. If we're on the air, it's the weekend. So it's time to fire up that grill.
I'm ready, man. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to go get a little grill meat this weekend. As soon as the show's done here, I'm jumping in the truck, and I'm headed to Saginaw Bay. Going to go see our friend Captain Ken, Gyra Charters.
Nice.
And going to spend a couple days fishing. Going to head out on Sunday and Monday and see if we can put some wallies in the box and bring them home. So I'm really looking forward to that.
You've got some good weather anyway. And, well, who knows? Maybe tomorrow it's raining. I don't know. But Monday should be good.
Right. Yep. Looking forward to it. Our friend Tim Sobey. And his wife are going as well, so I'm sure between the fishing
Teresa.
Trips, between the fishing trips, we'll have some good steaks and meat
will.
Sticks and all of that.
You so might even have a dipsy doodle on
right.
The way.
Oh yeah, but anyway, so looking forward to that because when you're with the meat man and the king of the walleye fishing in Saginaw Bay, you're bound to have a good time.
You know, I had a bunch of nephews over last weekend. And they're from Detroit, and their father's Polish, and their last name is Mikowajczyk. And I went to Sobey's to get a bunch of meat sticks, and I had to get a bunch of pork butts for the church. I had to feed like 800 people Sunday morning. Yeah, it was easy. And but so I knew the Mikowajczyk boys would be over, so I went and saw my favorite Polish butcher.
Sure.
Because all the best butchers are Polish.
Right.
It's just a fact. And I told them that the butcher was Polish, and they lit right up. They did the hot sticks with the cheese. They did the hillbilly jerky. They did the terry sticks. They were they're all college age, you know. They were my boys. So they went through pound after pound of meat sticks and jerky. It was so hats off to Sobey there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I fed 800 people.
Hungry
Sunday
parishioners.
Sunday morning, yes.
Yeah. For Father's Day last weekend,
and
right?
And last night I fed 80 hungry women.
Really?
Do you know it cost more for the steak for those 80 women than it did for butts for 800? There's some math. Jop, you're good with math.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it's for the ladies. It was their first steak night ever, right, at the church. So that was kind of cool that they got together and did that.
Yep.
So how'd you cook them, man? Let's break that down. How do you cook butts for 800 and make sure it's hot for everybody?
Well, I loaded up my smoker, and I got up at 5 in the morning to check on them, and I panicked because they were only at 125.
Ooh. Yeah. You want to get them to like what, 190?
I had so much ice cold meat in that thing, it went into a major heat sink or a heat drop. So, I should have started at 6 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. I thought 8 o'clock the night before is like I'm way ahead. Nope, need to go another couple. So there's a little lesson for barbecue boys.
Yeah, well, the thing was is your smoker will hold that much meat. But when you take it out and it's cold, as it always is, because you're not going to let
on ice.
Yeah, you're not going to let that stuff warm up. Is that when you load that thing up like that? That's dense. I mean, there's a lot of cold meat inside of there, and that smoker's got to work extra hard. And you know, it's overnight thing. So how'd you finish? I mean, if you were at that temp, with 3 hours to go.
I panicked. I built a giant fire. I pulled a bunch of them off, threw them into my oven at 4 1/4. They were all wrapped, you know,
right?
Because I got up at 5 and wrapped them. And or did I wrap them at midnight? God, I can't even remember how it went. It was a tragic event. Long and the short of it is, I managed to get the smoker down there, get set up, because I didn't have to start feeding people till 10:30. I found enough of them that would pull. I sliced a couple. I left a bunch in the oven. I rotated, threw more in the oven before we left, and I had the boys helping me and Livy, so they were shuttling meat back and forth. Long and the short of it was, people ranted and raved about the barbecue. Of course, it's free, right?
Right. Yeah.
I thought it was good, but it was nerve-wracking because you don't want to disappoint 800 people, even if they are just walking out of church.
Right.
You could get hurt.
Well, the other piece was last night with 80 steaks for the ladies. That's no small feat either because they all want to sit down and eat together.
Oh, it's not like men's steak night.
Right.
I did 220 for the men's steak night. There was only 80, so it was much easier. Again, Sobey, it's a Sobey commercial. Tim hooked me up with beautiful choice New York strip loins, and I smoked the whole loin, and then I sliced the steaks and grilled them.
Right.
They were fantastic.
That is a cool way to do it. If you got to feed a lot of people, because you had several loins to feed that many ladies, but yep. if you got a barbecue coming over when there's a dozen people coming over, that whole boneless loin like that, and you put it in the smoker. How long was it in the smoker? What'd you
about
bring
two
it to?
2 hours.
And what temperature did you bring it up to?
110.
Right. Okay, so you're not even a medium rare.
And no. You got to be able to slice it, throw it on the grill. You know, so I sliced it, seasoned both sides, flashed them on the grill a little bit, brought them up to medium. They all wanted medium to medium well, right?
Right. Well, they're
except
ladies.
One.
Yeah. Well, good. There was one in the crowd then anyway. But anyway, so that's kind of cool. But that's a great tip because that way you can cut them off. You can cut them to size.
Yeah. You've only got a couple minutes on the grill that way.
Right. And you're just basically put some grill marks on them and bring them up temperature a little
yep.
bit. So you took them right from the smoker, didn't let it rest
finish
or anything. You just put them right on there,
finish them
cut
off.
Them up, and finish them off.
Now,
really cool.
We had an emergency at home. My father-in-law came down with a terrible virus, and it was contagious. So we've been bleaching and shampooing the entire house. So I called a company called West Michigan Carpet Cleaning and Restoration. These guys, two guys, were at my house for 6 hours. I mean, it's like a brand-new house. So I want to give them a little hat tip. It's WMCCR.com, West Michigan Carpet Cleaning Restoration, WMCCR.com. Two guys, young guys, beautiful equipment. They were like machines.
Really?
And that house is spick and span. My wife is so happy because they just did everything. Once they got done with the room, she'd go, hey, why don't you have them look at the TV room in the basement? Hey, why don't you do this? Next thing you know, these guys, it's like 6 o'clock and they were packing up and I go, oh, hey, guys, one more. And they're like, dead silence. So just kidding.
Yeah.
It is really still cool. A good time to order Stormy Cromer. Don't forget the whole summer line of Stormy Cromer gear is out. And we're gonna place an order for some new swag for the grilling guys.
Yep.
But take a look at Stormy Cromer and take a look at those summer wax cotton hats that they have out.
Oh, those are badass.
They're really cool.
Yep.
Yep. And that's another good little tidbit for you.
Yeah. This show is all about the summertime and prepping for Independence Day. We're going to dive into doing a few different things on the grill, some preparations, toppings. That's one we probably don't spend enough time with because there's a lot of great little toppings you can put on top
yeah.
of grilled food that,
yeah.
that you can make right alongside. And some of them are super simple, but boy, do they enhance the flavor. So you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. And Barbecue Bob's giving me the finger. What? You got one more thing here.
And I wanted to tell everybody that we're enjoying a nice switchback ale from Vermont.
Oh,
and what do you think of that?
I think it's pretty good. It's not Michigan beer.
No, but Vermont's like right above Michigan in production.
Oh, I thought you were going to say geographically. So, but anyway, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Stick with us. We're going to chop your pork when we get back.